still do attacks. So I think he is conflicted by these, but I do believe, as I wrote in this, they hide behind the secrecy of both programs, particularly the cyber program, to not discuss it. So the United States has never acknowledged ever using a cyber weapon. For drones, you can't deny it. I mean, you see the result.
Yeah, well, but it's also a question as to how the president's constituents deal with this. And Steve, we've talked about the very uncomfortable position I think this puts a lot of folks on the left in. I mean, there's been, to some degree, a lack of discussion about this, I think, because it's hard for people to wrap their heads around. I mean, this idea that President Obama is continuing, and in some cases, amplifying the programs put in place by the Bush administration on very
sensitive... He amplified all of them.
Yes. Yeah. Or all of them.
Well, and it seems like you talk about, you know, missing the opportunity to have the discussion with the American people and to explain some of these things. And I part of me, sort of the cynical part of me, says, well, that's basically to avoid exactly what you're talking about. If you expose this, if the Democratic Party base that was revolted when all of the revelations about George W. Bush came out really grasped some of the things that was going on. You know, you had that kill list story. There was an item in there that basically said, when these drone strikes take place and it comes time to tally up how many are killed, any male, basically, any male who's you know,
right, a certain adult,
but that's basically, yeah, any male in an area of combat is considered, you know, an enemy combatant. I mean,